To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Labor Radio of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm Jamie Partridge, your host. Tonight our topic is Big Three Auto Workers on Strike. We have a special tonight, 8 short interviews from the picket line at a Ford assembly plant in Detroit, conducted by our very own Laura Wadlin, my co-host from Portland, Oregon, who happened to be in Detroit on the first week of this historic strike. So listen up.
What's your name?
Roy Hope.
And where do you work?
I work right here at Wayne, in Michigan Assembly Plant.
How long have you worked there?
24 years.
Wow. And you're a member of UAW?
Yes.
Well, how do you feel being on strike?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a long time coming, you know. I didn't believe they'd do it, but I'm glad they did do it. We need, you know, some kind of change around here. You know, we need some kind of a wage increase, you know. I like to see the COLA come back, you know, and pensions and end the two-tier, you know. So I feel pretty good. I like to see the support, you know.
That's great. So what kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm a material handler, high-load driver.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's it like to work at Ford?
It's a good place to work.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good place to work.
Mm-hmm. So like to you, you said, the things most important to you are COLA.
Wage increase. Yeah. Pensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the two tier, you know.
And yeah, in tiers.
Yeah. It ain't fair for, you know, somebody to be making less money than us doing the same job. You know
right.
What I mean?
Did you see the interview with, that CEO on CNN where she was asked about how she makes like $30 million a year, and she's getting a 34% wage increase, and why shouldn't her workers get the same thing? Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts about big, like Ford management, or you know how they've handled things in bargaining?
Well, I feel, you know, they could do a lot better than what they're doing. You know, they got the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got the money. It's just, you know, we lost a lot of things back in 2009 when they did all those buyouts and they, you know, the government bailed out Chrysler and all those people. And they never gave us our stuff back. You know, that's what we really want. We want our stuff back. They gave management theirs back.
Yeah.
Why can't we get ours back?
Damn right. So how does it feel being on the strike line?
Oh, it feels good. I've never done it before. You know, it's history.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Did you participate in the international leadership elections recently for UAW?
Well, I voted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the way the leadership elections went?
Well, I feel good about it.
You know?
I like somebody standing up for the union members, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about time. Yeah.
Great. What's the community reaction been like to your strike?
They've been supportive.
Great.
They've been supportive. Yeah.
How do you predict things will go in the next few days or weeks?
Well, hopefully they'll come to an agreement, you know what I mean? Because I don't believe what they say, 40% will bankrupt a company, but you know, it's all politics to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, anything else you want to say? I'm from Portland, Oregon, so this is going to reach people in Portland. Do you have anything else to say?
No, not really. Just get this over with and give us what we want.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Cherry Oliver.
Great. Do you work here?
Yes.
What do you do here?
I do the rear door latch.
Got it. How long have you worked here?
3 years.
Uh-huh. What's it like to work here?
No comment.
All right.
I love my team.
Oh, that's great. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I do.
So what does it feel like to be on strike?
I wish we wasn't on strike. Mm-hmm. I wish, you know, it's a shame that the middle class has to fight for the B middle class so we don't fall to, you know.
Yeah.
beneath. Mm-hmm. But,
well, you certainly have a lot of energy. Are you feeling good?
I got
good?
The energy. It's yeah. just the nerves and an interview.
No worries. Are you feeling good about the strike? Are you feeling nervous?
I'll just say this. I've only been here 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that's been here longer.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard under Fang, Sean Fang, he's doing a great job. So I'm just going to trust him. That he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else should fall in place. Him and God, we should be good.
Right.
That's them two men I put my faith in.
So what are you hoping for most in the contract negotiations?
Honestly, I've been here 3 years. I want to be paid, of mm-hmm. course, but those people in 2007 that got everything taken from them,
yeah.
they should get that back. Mm-hmm. They honestly should. Of course, I'm going to get reap from their benefits also, but it's still unfair to them that they yeah. lost everything and they're fighting to give it back to them. When
yeah.
y'all said, you know, under verbal contract, y'all said under verbal agreement, y'all agreed mm-hmm. to give it back to them. Now is the time. Y'all make your record-breaking profits. Why not give them what you said you will give them if they help right. you out? Why not help them out? Give them what they deserve.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about how Ford management has behaved during negotiations?
The offer is trash. I'm gonna just say what Mr. Sean Fang said.
Uh-huh.
The offers are in the garbage can. So hopefully this time they'll come with a good offer. Hopefully we don't have to do this any much longer.
Yeah.
Yes.
What has the reaction been from the community?
A lot of people has been supportive. They supported us. Yes, it's a lot of support we have. People we thought wasn't supporting us came back and supported us. You know, they said they wouldn't let us park there, but then they turned around and said, we can't allow y'all to use our parking lot because of our business, but they donated supplies to us.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Yes.
How are your coworkers feeling about things?
Our coworkers don't nobody want to be on strike.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to make a living for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to go to work and make a living for themselves. So our coworkers really don't want to be here on
yeah.
strike. But we also want to survive. We'd rather struggle now than struggle for the rest of our lives.
Damn right. So what would you say to someone who's a union member and, you know, they're scared of going on strike?
Don't be scared. Put it in God's hands. We gonna be all right. God is Sean Fang. We gonna put it in their hands and we gonna be all right.
Great. Anything else you want to say?
Ford, let's do this. Come on, stop playing. Give these people what they worth. You know, give them what you took from them. And, you know, just give them what you said you was gonna do. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We not asking for nothing more or nothing less. I mean, y'all made $20 billion.
Yeah.
It's only, you still got, what, 4 months left in this year?
Mm-hmm.
And already $20 billion?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. You guys can't share that with us that's actually doing the work. So that's, come on.
Makes sense. All right. What's your name?
Marquise Womack.
And where do you work?
At Ford Motor Company.
What do you do there?
Wayne Assembly. Production worker.
How long have you worked here?
3 years.
What's it like to work here?
It's love and hate thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's okay.
So, you're on strike. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why?
Because it's time for more. It's time for a change.
Hell yeah. What kind of change?
Dealing with like living changes, like affordable changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like through the economy and stuff like that, we need more pay. So,
mm-hmm. So yeah, tell me about what you're most hoping for in the contract negotiations.
Actually, like a pay raise, like,
mm-hmm.
like, say if I work here for like 3 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
I should be able to feed my family while working two jobs.
Right.
So, yes.
How do you feel about how negotiations have gone so far?
Right now, I ain't been up to date, but I think it's going good. It should go good. Yep.
How do your coworkers feel about being on strike?
I don't really know. I can only speak for myself.
First time on picket line, I guess.
Yes.
How has your family reacted to you being on strike?
Wherever I'm with, they with. So.
Great. Yeah. Did you participate in the recent international leadership elections for UAW?
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard that.
What would you say to someone who's like a union member who's considering going on strike but they're afraid?
I just say go with your gut. That's good.
Do you have any thoughts about Ford or Big Three, the executives?
I really ain't into all that, but I just know it's time for a change. So.
Great. Can you say your name?
Marquise.
Great. Anything else to say?
No, that's all.
That's all? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Teresa.
Where do you work?
Michigan Assembly.
How long have you worked there?
3 years.
What's it like to work there?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
I like it.
What kind of work do you do?
Assembly, door line.
So you're on strike. How do you feel about that?
I'm not feeling great. I think we need higher pay.
Mm-hmm.
No more tears. Just need to pay. I need more pay.
Mm-hmm.
I think inflation has went up and we still at the same pay. I think we should be moved up with, you know, inflation.
Yeah. How do you feel about how negotiations have gone so far?
I'm not happy. I think we deserve more. I think we should get what we want, UAW.
Mm-hmm. How do your coworkers feel about being on strike?
We all feel the same. We standing strong. We feel the same. We feel like we all should, you know, be at top pay. We all deserve the same, and we all, you know, we believe we're gonna stick together.
Great. What's the reaction been from the community?
Everybody is saying, different people are saying that we need to be at top pay. We need more. Other companies have gotten raises, and we feel like what they always say, the fast food restaurant makes more than what we makes.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel like we need to be, you know, compensated.
So has the community been supportive?
I'm sorry?
Has the community been supportive?
Yeah, everybody I know have been. Yeah, they said without us, there's no victory.
Yeah. Did you participate in the recent international leadership elections for UAW?
Sorry.
Did you participate in the leadership elections for UAW? Did you participate? Like, did you vote in the leadership elections recently?
No.
Okay. So what would you say to a union member who's thinking about going on strike but they're afraid?
United we stand, united we fall. I think we all should be in this together. Yeah.
Great. And anything else to say about Ford or strike or your hopes or anything?
I love it here. I want to remain here. We just want what we want. No trucks. No bucks, no trucks.
Love that. Okay. What's your name?
Michael Johnson.
And where do you work?
Ford Motor Company, Matt Point.
And what do you do there?
I'm a line worker. I insert the RCM into the truck. Well, when I get the truck, it's just a shell. So the job I do, you guys will never see.
Got
you
it.
You'll never see it.
So how long have you worked there?
Just over 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it because it let me provide for my family. As of now, it's kind of hard because we're striking.
Mm-hmm.
But as a regular work day, it helped me provide and helped me get my children and my family what they want and need.
Mm-hmm. So you like working there?
Yes. The employees, see, you come to work and to go home. The friends you make are a bonus, but that also help your work go easier. Because I'm not gonna lie, we laugh every day on my line. We enjoy working. And when people walk up and see us laughing, like, wait, they're supposed to be working. Why are they having so? It's so fun when you're able to work with somebody and make your time go much easier. Much easier.
So you're a member of UAW?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
How do you feel about being on strike?
I don't know. It's a toss up to me, because as of right now, I feel you got to just roll with the punches, because there's nothing you really can do. You can say as much as you want, you know, and put as much as you want, but it's really not up to us. It's up to our committee people to get us what we want. So as long as they can get us what we want, I'm here to support.
How do you feel about how negotiations have gone so far?
I feel like we should have been had a contract. I feel like at some point, union being the, it's just tough. It's tough. It's mixed emotions. That's all I can say. It's just mixed emotions.
What are you hoping for most in contract negotiations?
Pension and pay raise. I went to second tier, and none of the second tier has a pension. So I feel like if we get the pension and pay raise, everything else will fall into plan. So that way, once the tier two people are able to retire, we can take care of our family and don't have to continuously work it once we're 60, 70, 80 years old and still try to provide for our family, which if we get a pension, we don't have to do that.
What has the reaction been from the community about you going on strike?
It's mixed emotions too. Some is with it, some is against it, some say we're asking for too much. Some say we should be asking for more. So it's a teeter-totter. I can only give them my opinion of how I feel, because I actually work here. And the people who don't work here, who don't understand what's going on, I try to give them the best input that I can give them to where they can understand. Mm-hmm. Like, as of now, it's agree to disagree. If you're not working in the plant, it's, oh, they want too much. Oh, they're, no, but there's no way that if we're working in the plant, we should not be competing with fast food restaurants as far as pay raise. I feel like coming in, you should be making $20, not $15, not $16. Yeah. $20 or more, you should be coming in working at plants in the big three, because y'all make enough money and enough product to where everybody should be getting a decent pay.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the pay that the CEO gets?
All I can do is shake my head. They say giving us 40% to break the company, but you're making 281 times the basic worker. How can you sit up there and not try to give us more? I'm not saying give us what you're getting. Just give us more to where we don't have to work paycheck to paycheck to provide for our families. That's all.
Yeah. How are your coworkers feeling about being on strike?
That's crazy. Only worker on so many. So, I mean, I only get to see so many that I actually physically work with.
Yeah.
And the ones that I do work with, they're mixed emotions as well. And some is against it, some is for it. But like I say, all we can do is roll with the punches. If we strike, everybody got to strike.
Yeah.
If we don't strike, then they came up with an agreement. So,
what was the preparation for the strike like?
That's how I feel about everything.
I don't know, because it was kind of all over the place. It was 1 minute we're going to strike. Next minute is we're only going to do the park plants. And then it's we're striking again. So it's back and forth. So it's like it was hard to prepare for something that you didn't know if it was going to happen or not.
What's your prediction for what's going to happen over the next few days and weeks?
I'm hoping they can come up with an agreement by Monday or Tuesday or whatever way their next deadline is. I hope they come up with an agreement so we don't have to continue striking. Because like I said, the striking, it kind of hurts our families because we're not making the money that we're used to making. So.
All right, anything else to say?
No. I'm just ready for this to be over. Even though this is my first day striking, I just want it to be over.
Got it. Okay.
You've just tuned in. This is KBOO Portland, Oregon, Labor Radio. You've been listening to Laura Wadlin on the picket line in Detroit, Michigan at the Ford Assembly Plant. The first historic week of the UAW Big Three strike. If you like this show, support KBOO. Listener supported. non-corporate community radio. Go to our website, kboo.fm, and donate now.
Okay, what's your name?
Shantae Johnson.
And where do you work?
I work at Local 900 and MAP.
I'm already wondering, like,
what do you do there?
I work in trim. I put the driver taillight in.
Got it. How long have you worked there?
I've been working for four for 6 years and been hired in for 4 years.
And what's it like to work there?
At first, it was hard because I came from doing home health care. But at first it was hard, but I got so used to it. So it's easy now. The job I do is real easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, no hard. It's not hard at all.
You have any problems at work?
No. No problems. I love my job. I love what I do.
That's great.
Yes.
So you're on strike.
Yes.
How does that feel?
I like it, but then I don't.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes, I just hope they just give us what we ask for. But striking, I love it. I like it.
Yeah.
Hopefully they give us what we ask for.
What makes you happy about it?
About the strike. Because they say, I think they've never been on strike within years, I think.
Yeah, I think the last one was 78 or something.
Yeah, so now that we're going on strike, that is great. Hopefully they not, they're taking us serious.
Yeah.
So hopefully, yeah.
So you feel like Big Three wasn't taking you seriously before?
No, it wasn't. No. Yeah, now I think they are. Yes.
So yeah, tell me how you feel about how negotiations have gone so far.
Oh, I'm just very aggressive.
Well, Sean Fain, he's doing it. Yeah, he is really fighting for us. So the negotiation, I think it's going to go well. Yes, I think it's going to go well.
What are you most hoping for in the contract?
In the contract, top pay.
Okay.
No tiers. What else? Rent cola back,
mm-hmm.
and pension.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing, pension and top raise. I think we fight for was a 46% raise.
Got it.
Yes, that's what we fight for, yes. Yeah.
How do your coworkers feel about being on strike?
Some of them are happy. Most of them are happy to go on a strike, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the older people I work around, they are happy to go on strike.
Why's that?
Because they never get what they ask for, and they stop the pension.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think they want to bring the pension back and everything, yes.
What's been the reaction from the community?
They're fighting for us. They want us to go on strike. They agree to everything we fight for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does your family feel about you being on strike?
My family is supportive. I have two sisters. One sister work at this local with me.
Oh, wow.
I have one that work in Dearborn. So they are, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
fighting.
So they're on the line too.
Yes, my one sister, she be here Monday, and she strike Monday. But my sister, she's in Dearborn. Her department haven't striked yet.
Got it.
But
okay.
Certain areas they have, like the trucking and stuff, I think they striking yet. But her department haven't striked yet. But see, she's waiting to go strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's waiting.
What was the preparation for strike like? So did you feel prepared to go on strike?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
What did you do to prepare yourself?
Yes, what I did to prepare myself. Trying to see.
Like mentally prepared?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was prepared because they always said it like a couple of weeks before, you know, we're about to go on strike and all that. So I was kind of prepared for it. Yeah.
What would you say to someone who's a union member who's thinking about going on strike but they're afraid?
Go for it. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. Fight for what you're asking for. Don't be afraid at all. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
How do you feel about the money that the CEO makes?
I can't cuss.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it.
Boy, shit, we need to give what he get.
That's
yes.
Right.
You want to be in big houses too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. Yes. That's how I feel about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, anything else to say?
I just hope they give us what we asking for. Yes.
Okay.
That's
sometimes
it.
That
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What's your name?
Justin Bowden.
And where do you work?
I work in Chassis.
And how long have you worked there?
I'm actually a new hire.
Okay.
So this is my first strike.
Wow.
Yes.
What's it like working at Ford?
I like it. I got a cool job. I have no complaints. I just have complaints about the cost of living going up.
Yeah.
And then I just want to be able to maintain, because I do my best to put out 100% quality on building trucks and doing my part. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be taken care of too.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about being on strike?
I'm really not satisfied that I'm on strike, but until we get what we want, until everything is fair, this is the way it's going to have to be, and hopefully it doesn't last too long.
What are you hoping for most in contract negotiations?
Raise. Healthcare, retiree healthcare.
Do you have thoughts on the tiers?
They need to put everybody pretty much on the same. It shouldn't take years to like move up. Mm-hmm. So they need to work on that, try to get understanding with that. That's it.
How do you feel about how negotiations have gone so far?
It's been kind of anything the union offers is like Ford's. They lowball it. They try to go lower.
Yeah.
And I just think it don't make no sense, because we the people that's making money for Ford's. You know, we pushing these trucks out. We do a good job. Like I said, I think we should have a fair share. My coworkers feel the same way I do. Like I say, cost of living going up, everything is going up. These are hard times right now, sensitive times, and we just want to be able to take care of our families and stay afloat.
What's the reaction from the community been like?
Ford needs to pay the people. Mm-hmm. Ford needs to pay the people.
So you find people are supportive?
Yes. All right. Yes. Especially today, just being out here. All the volunteer people that even don't even work for Forrest coming to support us. You know, I think it's real good. Everybody feel this. Everybody understands.
How do you feel about how much money the CEO makes?
I feel like the money the CEO makes, we should be able to get what we're asking for. Mm-hmm. It's more than enough.
Yeah.
It's definitely more than enough. Forrest not going to be taking any hits by paying us. So I just think they should just do what's fair. Just be fair.
Yeah. What would you say to a union member who was thinking about going on strike but they're afraid?
Don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. If you feel anything is not fair, or you feel things should be different or better, go for the strike. Like we're here for today.
Hell yeah. Anything else to say about the strike or anything?
Really, I never dealt with a strike before. Like I said, I'm a new hire at Ford's. So I just want everything to be fair. That's all mm-hmm. I can ask for, everything to be fair. So it can be a win-win for us and for more to come.
Great. What's your name?
My name is Chuck Taylor.
Where do you work?
I work at Ford Motor Company, Rossonville, Ypsilanti Components Plant.
And how long have you worked there?
I've been there for 2 years now.
What's it like to work there?
Oh, it's great. I love the people. Mm-hmm. The environment's awesome. Mm-hmm. The wages are not. Mm. The environment's great. Even the plant manager. It's good people. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with the job at all, except the wages. Mm. Not everybody makes the same amount. It's a hard job. There are a lot of hard jobs in my plan.
Yeah. So you're on strike. How do you feel about it?
I'm on strike for, I came out here to support Local 900. I feel great about it because we're fighting for what's just cause, a very just cause, and what's due. I really feel like we're fighting to bring the middle class back in America, and that's something that I stand for. I stand for equality, justice, and I feel like this will bring a level of equality, social equality, and economical equality, bring the money down from the top to the bottom so that we can establish a middle class.
Hell yeah. So yeah, how do you feel about how much money the CEO makes?
I feel like the money that the CEO makes is unjust. I feel like I love math, so I always look at numbers and put them together. So CEOs need to be paid a decent wage as well. I feel like everyone should be paid a decent wage, but $22 million, that's a lot of money. I really can't even fathom that amount of money and having it. I wouldn't know what to do with it. And I don't think anybody should be making $22 million in a year. I don't think that's reasonable when people are making $22,000 a year to work for Ford Motor Company.
How do your coworkers feel about the strike?
How do my coworkers feel about the strike? My coworkers are out here with me. Even I've had coworkers come out here with me. We've been out here pretty much every day of the strike, even though we're not from Ipsen. I mean, not from Local 900.
What other things are you hoping for in contract negotiations?
I'm just hoping for a just wage. I know that, I think that, like, I've never experienced a lot of things, so it's like my mind is, it's like what Sean says. He says, if you never had, you just gotta believe. So everything that's coming, that I believe in my leadership first and foremost. So everything that the leadership is asking for, I'm hoping for. Mm-hmm. So I've never experienced it. So I don't know what type of lifestyle it would bring to me. But my president has a great perspective, and I believe in him wholeheartedly. So everything that he's asking for, I hope for.
Got it. How do you feel about how Ford has acted in negotiations so far?
I think that I'm not sitting at the negotiating table, so I can't call what's going on, but based on the leadership, they're saying that Ford is not complying, and that's why we're out here right now, because they refused to comply. He said that he gave them our demands on, what was it? It was August 14th, so they've had a month to overlook the demands, and they haven't, you know, their first offer was 9%. For 5 years.
How do you feel about that?
That's 9% over 5 years is criminal. Anybody receiving 9% a 9% raise over 4.5 years, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. You're racking in billions of dollars and you're giving people 9% raises over 4.5 years.
What's the reaction been from the community?
The community so far, this is the community. Our reaction is, we're uplifted, we're exuberant, we're excited. We're ready for what the future holds. This is gonna affect everyone in our community, everyone. I believe me and you, Laura, will be affected. It'll be social equality. There'll be more money inside of the environment, inside of the community. Businesses will open because of the opportunities that will be presented to not only me, but you as well. So I'm super excited, and the community is excited as well.
What would you say to a union member who was thinking about going on strike but was afraid?
I would tell them, fear not, because that's one of the Bible verses that I've been looking at lately. Fear not, the Lord is with you. That's what I wake up every day. I don't have anxiety. I don't fear. I'm out here for something that's bigger than just me. So that's what I would tell somebody. This is just bigger than an individual, and we're together in this. If you fall down, you'll have someone to your right and left to pick you up.
You said that you met Rashida Tlaib on the picket line the other day.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Rashida?
Rashida's awesome.
What do you like about her?
She's a firecracker. She's always ready. She has energy. She's inspiring, motivating, not only me, but women in the community as well, especially people that are of her ethnic background. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's overcome a lot. Her father, with the fourth grade education, overcame a lot, and he instilled that inspiration into her. And you can see that every day. When she walks around, she walks with her attitude is perspiring, and everybody is motivated by it. And I'm just from meeting Rashida the other day and seeing her speak several times, mm-hmm. I've been motivated by her as well.
That's great. Did you participate in the recent leadership elections for UAW?
I did.
Great. How do you feel about that?
Oh, the leadership elections? I was happy with the outcome.
Yeah.
I was happy. I know that we're all together, and that's one of the things my perspective is on, but I was definitely happy because I felt we need change. Mm-hmm. And now the change is being, as you can see, it's alive. Everyone's out here. We're out here today doing what's best for everyone. And that's from starting from the top down to the bottom.
Are you familiar with UAWD, Unite All Workers for Democracy?
I am not.
Okay. That's the slate that Sean Fain ran on for mm-hmm. election. Anything else to say about the strike or how you're feeling or anything?
I'm happy that you're out here, Laura, supporting us. It starts with one person and it continues. The ripple effect of this will be, it'll definitely be great for the community. It'll be, it's just exciting. I'm very excited.
So what can people do to support you?
People can come out and picket with us. Local 900 is taking donations. They can donate anything. You can come out and pick it, that's free. Your time, share it on social media. Mm-hmm. Speak to people like you. Speak to us, understand what tears are. Mm-hmm. Just come out and talk to us. We're out here and we're willing to speak to anybody that comes out here and talks to us.
Great.
Thank you.
That wraps it up for this week's session of Labor Radio, this Monday and every Monday at 6 p.m. You've been listening to Laura Watland interviewing strikers on the picket line at the Ford Assembly Plant in Detroit in the historic first week of the Big Three UAW Auto Workers Strike. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline.